Blog Talk Radio.
Oh no. Don't believe it. Right before the show, she's fine. No. You know what, BT? I don't know what you guys' problem is as of late. It was literally right before we start. Hello, guys out there. We're live on the air. We're just complaining. All right.
Yeah, I'm about to see how bad we sound. If we sound that bad, we've got to do something. We just can't even.
BT, we're about to fight again. I don't even believe that just happened. Did you hear that? It was perfect right up until.
It was literally up until.
5 seconds. Does it sound horrible? Oh my god. GLaDOS.
No, it doesn't sound horrible.
So it's just us that's hearing it bad. Sad. Let me try it again.
I'm out of time and all I got
better.
Is 4 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes.
All right.
4 minutes. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes.
Turn it down before GLaDOS grabs it again. And she did. Look, she turned the sound back up. She's like, I want to hear the rest of that song. Oh.
Yes. All right.
Oh, my bad. What happened?
sorry. My phone started making low battery noise right about the time I went to talk. Anyways, did you notice Gabe sent us a message this morning?
I saw that. Good morning to the guys over at City Esteem.
If that is... even just a drawing of a picture of you, Mr. Gabe. You're kind of cute.
I forgot you didn't see him the other night. Yeah, he's a cutie lady. I don't know if he's single or not, but he's cute. And in Francais, ladies, he speaks French fluently and several other languages. It's hot.
That's hot. Hello, Gabe, if you're listening.
Gabe is probably going to sleep. Let me see. I'll tell you what time it is where Gabe be here in a second, as soon as I find him on my Skype. Hell. I think it's like 8 o'clock at night, something like that. So he's probably getting ready to go to sleep. I know they were up late last night getting ready for launch because he was still talking to me at like 2 our time. Because Blaster and I were up getting into trouble.
Wow. I was bed. As soon as I logged off, I just went to my bedroom and I crashed. I was out.
Actually, it's 1 a.m. where they are. So you guys make him really happy when you get up tomorrow morning and be playing City of Steam with a key that we gave you. That's right. We told you we were going to do this today. Were you paying attention?
Oh, my God.
There's
you're
a pop
not
quiz.
Keys. You're not keys.
Mm-hmm. Pop quiz. Okay. You have two options. We might even let you call us today. Okay.
Oh, I like that idea.
You have an option. You can tweet us or you can call us. And if you're not listening live, we may still have some keys by the time you hear this later. The call-in number is 1-347-215-7977. Pop quiz is you have to figure out during the interview with City of Steam, what was the thing that we went nuts about that was not implemented when we said, oh, my God, I clicked this button and I saw that bleep, not available. You have to figure out what that is. I'm going to tell Ginger what it is, because just in case y'all harass her. Wait a minute.
Yes, because Ginger's like,
Ginger doesn't know yet either.
Well, I missed part of the interview, so.
Yeah, Ginger was making something that she refuses to give us, because we know Ginger.
I was making apple cinnamon Pop-Tarts from scratch.
See? She's just wrong.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. Yeah, because I went crazy over that, too. Oh, my God. That was awesome.
If you haven't listened to the interview yet, sorry for you. You can't go now because you're listening to us live. So you have to stay.
Mm-hmm. Now you got to stay.
The interview's been up for 3 hours, so you had your chance to listen. And Joe, don't be sharing either. I'm mad at Joe, too. Do you know I had set a key aside for Joe this morning because he's such a good, loyal GGR fan. I says, I'm going to put one aside. I'm just going to give it to him live on the air. And then he messages me and says he got one from some other chick. Oh. Told him I was going to cut him.
Oh, no. No. See, we're going to break up. We're going to break up right there. That's breakup material, man.
He says he would accept a light surface abrasion in lieu of a breakup. So
light surface abrasion?
Yeah,
do you know who we be?
No, I told them I was going to do a light surface abrasion. I'm not going to cut them deep.
Okay.
Not this time.
Not this time. Maybe next time, though.
But you're going down next time, Joe. You know we takes care of you.
We do. And you cheated on us.
I never thought a Joe would do it.
Was she as good as us? Is she better?
I don't even know if he's listening live. He's probably playing City of Steam. Wrong. Bad Joe. Bad. Okay.
Bad Joe.
How dare you play without us? All right.
And if you are Joe, we need pictures.
He said he was installing Sims Seasons 3, which we hadn't got pictures for yet. He's supposed to be sending them.
Bad Joe.
All right, so we got some news or something.
Sims are some addicted people.
Dude, you've played. Do you not see why now?
I have played. I'm not addicted to it like y'all are, but
that's because you just have the base game. Once you throw an expansion pack in there, and it only takes the one, because the base game is kind of boring. It's when you throw that first expansion pack in there, because I was not pleased, because I've been with The Sims since, the first one all the way through. And I got The Sims 3, and I was like, this is so boring. I cannot stand this. I'll give them to the first expansion pack. And once they threw that one in there, I was like, oh, my God.
Maybe that's why. Because, I walk around town, and I'm kind of like,
there's
what's
nothing
the point of this?
Yeah. It's very stripped down, and I think they did it on purpose.
Yeah.
So once you get that first expansion pack and it adds that first layer of a million other things you can do, and I mean literally there's a million, unless you play Sims for 8 hours a day, all day, every day, you can never find all of what goes on in it. You will see some of the craziest things going on. I've seen people digging in plants, but I like to watch people, like even real people. I'll sit
digging in plants.
Yeah, they're digging in plants. This one's catching butterflies. This one's sneaking around. You don't know why. Sometimes I'll just follow people just to see what they're doing. So, really good programmers over at EA. Though they're the devil, you should have good programmers when you're the devil. So,
I had that same issue when I joined Second Life. I was like, what's the point of this? I didn't really like it. And then the longer I stayed, I was like, fixed it.
Well, if you like to watch people, this is a good way to do it without getting in trouble.
Really?
Yes, because I will zoom in on people's houses. Because, of course, in The Sims, just like in real life, you can't go into people's houses unless your sim that you control is in the house. So I'll go in, and you can peek through the window, though. So I'll look in through the window and see what's going on and, all that kind of stuff.
Interesting.
It's interesting. You see them doing crazy stuff, picking their nose and... Yes, in the game, picking their nose. Somebody's going, really?
I'm sure that's what you're watching for, right?
I'm not watching for anything bad. Sims are nice, wholesome little creatures, except for when they're sneaking around doing stuff. And I want to know who keeps blowing up my Sims trash can.
Didn't you have a vampire that, impregnated the whole darn block?
No, that was not a vampire. That was the blue guy. The vampire, wait a minute, what was he doing? Oh, no, this was my Sim. She started dating a guy, and he was dating a vampire, and she was so in love with him, and he ran downstairs to meet her to tell her he was breaking up with her. And mind you, people, this is not me controlling them. This is the Sims doing this on their own. And you can see what they're going to do by their little icon that pops up. And I saw that he was going to break up with her, and she was so heartbroken, she just spontaneously combusted. She was a vampire, and she just, right there in the lobby.
Aw, poor vampire chick.
Yeah, she grabbed her chest, and she goes, and she was gone. I was like,
oh, poor vampire chick.
The worst is, I couldn't get her out of the lobby because he didn't actually live there. So she haunted the lobby for the longest time. I had to, do a cheat to get her out of the lobby. She would just mess with me.
You had to cheat to get your digital ghost out of your lobby.
I did. She was harassing people. They were trying to come upstairs to visit my Sim, and she was mad. When they have a bad death, they're a certain color. I think they're red or something. And she was like, anybody that came in the building, especially the Sim that he cheated on her with, oh, my God. See, all that drama.
No, the big no-no.
Yes. All that drama goes on in the Sim. And you don't even have to watch TV to do that. You can sit and you can cause the drama. That's what's fun. All right. We got to get to some news because we're like.
We do. And I know, because we get a little off track sometimes. Do you want to start?
You can, if you would like.
Okay. Apparently, EA, I usually call them the devil, and we did have them.
We had the same story.
With us a couple of days.
Get the same story. Go ahead.
EA named the best place to work for the LGBT equality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com, as long as they stop with the noisy ads. Electronic Arts has been given a 100% rating by the Human Rights Campaign, earning it the distinction of being named the best place to work for LGBT equality, and that's for 2013. To receive such an honor and distinction, a business must demonstrate policies, benefits, and practices that are fair and equitable to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender employees. All right, so who's talking here? Gabriel Toledano, Chief Talent Officer at EA, says, I'm very pleased that EA has scored a 100% rating and been recognized by the Human Rights Campaign in a year where the company has taken significant steps to remain inclusive. EA has made changes to our medical benefits and been involved in LGBT events in our community and taken a public stance against the Defense of Marriage Act. EA champions diversity with a work environment where everyone feels welcome and can be themselves. That's awesome. That's awesome. I have to tell you, having friends that are transgender, bisexual, lesbian, gay, all this fun stuff, especially the trans friends, they have the hardest times finding places that accept them and allow them to be themselves and earn a paycheck. And Corey's all quiet.
Which means I'm muted. Thank you. I was like, oh, no. We have some vintage GGR from, like, 5-6 years ago where we did a show on the transgender community, them being in Second Life and real world, and they get it so bad from everywhere.
They do. It's horrible. It's horrifying.
And I will tell you, in all honesty, sometimes I'm a bit uncomfortable, but most of that discomfort comes from I'm worried about what's going to happen to them. If that makes sense. I know y'all think I am uncaring, unfeeling bitch, but I usually kind of step back because I usually worry about people too much. Ginger will tell you. I drive her crazy. Ginger, are you alive? Are you alive? What's going on? So
no, don't drive me crazy.
Oh, honey. But I feel discomfort because I'm like, if I'm, you know, sitting with one of my transgender friends or we're talking, I'm so worried that somebody's going to say something hurtful to them. That's what I'm thinking. Like, you know, don't hurt their feelings. Don't do that. And, stop. And I have a really good transgender friend in Second Life whom I absolutely adore. I think she's a little too nice to some people. So that's why I'm always, you know, uncomfortable with her because people will say things and I'm like, stand up for yourself, say something. So then she doesn't, so then I have to, you know. So Microsoft is also named in that, weren't they?
I don't know. I just know this one was just for EA, so Microsoft might have been as well. But
yeah, so congratulations to you both. Both devils gotten together and done something amazing. Very proud of you guys.
Yes. Very, very, very proud of you guys.
At least you all know where you can go to work and you won't be judged at all.
Yes. All right. Apparently, some of you are a little bit judgy.
Yeah. I really don't care. Just as long as you're not mugging me, you can do whatever you want. I don't care if you come to work every day dressed as Pikachu. I don't care.
That's fine. That's what I think.
And I've seen people come to work dressed as Pikachu, is why I said that.
That's hot.
It's not Halloween either. All right. We have another gamer movie on the horizon.
Ooh, what is it? I hadn't heard.
Well, Scott Derrickson, the director of
I thought you were going to tell me there's going to be another Scott Pilgrim.
No. Well, there is, but I don't know about soon. I think that's due out 2014 or something. But
Hold up.
She's going to check. But let me tell them the story while you look
it up. No. I'm talking about your mic. What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. I'm breathing.
Okay, stop. All right, go.
Okay. So Scott Derrickson, the director of Sinister, and also The Exorcism of Emily Rose, and the remake of The Day the Earth Stood Still, will be directing a feature film based on Deus Ex Human Revolution. Deus Ex. This is being reported by a website called Deadline. Derrickson will write the script along with his Sinister co-writer, C. Robert Cargill. Both Derrickson and Cargill are big fans of the series, they say. And they say Deus Ex is a phenomenal cyberpunk game with soul and intelligence. I gotta say, I think that's my genre, cyberpunk. They're saying by combining amazing action and tension with big philosophical ideas, Deus Ex is smart, balls, and will make one hell of a movie. Cargill and I can't wait to bring it to the big screen. The film will follow the cybernetically enhanced security chief Adam Jensen as he unravels a conspiracy in a world arguing about the philosophical, moral, and financial issues that result from letting people get mechanical augmentations, which I'm thinking is going to become a reality here in the next 20 to 30 years.
Yes.
Because we already have people that have mechanical augmentations.
A lot of our girls and guys coming back from overseas that were injured do.
Yes, but you know somebody is going to ask for it to be done without having an injury, and I'm saying that's going to happen in the next year. I'm telling you.
It would surprise me if somebody's already done it.
Oh, you might be right.
It would not surprise me at all because, you know, some people have more money than sense. Yes. Okay, so, for those of you fans of Family Guy, there is a Family Guy Back to the Multiverse just around the corner. Fans in UK and Ireland can pre-order their copy of the game with Game Extravision, Amazon.co.uk, or HMV to unlock exclusive Family Guy content. Have you played the Family Guy MMO? That's a lot of fun.
No, I didn't know they had one.
Yeah, it's browser-based. It's a lot of fun. The Space Station Challenge game and Extravision play as Stewie or Chris in a single-player or co-op mode as they fight through one of the toughest battles they have ever seen. Choose your weapons, lock and load, then clear the space station of the scourge of alien chickens. All right. The Humiliation Pack, which you can get over at Amazon.co.uk, raise the eyebrows of even your most evil foe on the battlefield and with these outrageous outfits. Play as Stewie wearing just his nappy or Brian in a dazzling shade of pink. Unlock available. Unlock available for story mode, multiplayer, and challenge mode. And then over at HMV, you can get the Evil Pack. Watch your enemies flee with these all-new melee weapons. With this pack, Evil Stewie wields a machete, and Mayor West brandishes a petrified cat.
Petrified.
Yeah. Weapons are accessible in story mode, Stewie only, multiplayer, and challenge mode. Step into the shoes and paws of Stewie and Brian and Family Guy back to the multiverse and battle the evil army of Bertram across the many demented worlds of the multiverse. Featuring favorite characters from the hit animated series, fans will also be able to team up in co-op mode or compete against each other in competitive multiplayer levels. Family Guy Back to the Multiverse is rated PEGI 16+, and will be available for the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Yay! If you want more information, I have this going up on new.gamingmatrix.com right now.
All right. Looks like Nintendo has heard us, because we were saying just last night and all this week, where the hell is your advertising? Why are you not showing us anything? Why are you so quiet, Nintendo? Well, just...
Nintendo, why are you so quiet?
Why you no speak, Nintendo? So they are slowly but surely showing us little peeks at what's coming, one of which is a YouTube app that you can download for your Wii right now, but you can only do it 48 hours before the console is replaced by your Wii U. You UK gamers, sorry, the Google developed app will roll out to you guys in a few months. You won't get it right away. This is from the Next Web. The app is supposed to offer a pointer-based user interface with sections for popular videos and YouTube trending clips, plus sections for best gaming, music, and sports content. That's right. They're taking on Xbox Live. We saw it coming. Nintendo's upcoming Wii U console is launching in the UK on the 30th of November, and it also supports a YouTube app. And they're saying, of course, Eurogamer is saying, to be fair, Xbox only gained a YouTube app last December, and it requires a paid Xbox Live Gold subscription to use, whereas the Wii U one will be free, F-R-E-E, free.
We like free.
Ooh, and that's not all they've done today. Nintendo has also released a trailer for the beloved FIFA.
Wii U.
FIFA. I don't know what it is about you people in the FIFA. We got to get a hold of one of those and play. I got to see what the deal is. I don't know what it is. Anybody out there play FIFA and can tell us what is this obsession with you people and the FIFA? It's beautiful, the trailer is, by the way. It's gorgeous. For the Wii U, FIFA 13, it's gorgeous.
That's awesome.
I'm in the back end of EA's press area. Actually, I think they'll let me share this with you. Hang on. If you were watching.
Sorry, I just had like 3 pop-ups where somebody bought something from my market.
You know what? I'm mad at you. No, I'm not. I just wanted to see. She didn't even say, Gigi, you are not yourself today. Usually they would be like, what?
I ain't scared. I know I'm not myself today. I'm trying to be, but I'm not.
Oh, okay. So there's a Wii U FIFA trailer going up on our Twitter.
You FIFA people are addicts.
Yeah, they are. I can see why. It's really pretty.
I haven't played, though.
No, I haven't played. I'm talking about the Wii U version where everybody keeps going on, oh, the graphics are not going to be that great. It's Nintendo. You know how they are. This is effing beautiful. I want to play. I don't even know how.
What was that flipping troll last night? He had no idea what the hell he was talking about.
Oh my God, look at that. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm hooked. Oh, my God. Okay, so you got to watch the trailer I just posted to you. I love they give you interaction to a game. So apparently when you're playing FIFA, I don't know how soccer works or the scoring works, you can actually shake the controller. That's how you kick.
Shake, senora.
Sorry. You shake the controller to kick. You have all your teams. You can do all the typing. Apparently the controller works also as a keyboard. Again, this is a direct dig at Microsoft, because remember Microsoft had, you had to buy the peripheral to be able to type.
Yeah,
this is right on your controller, people. This is no extra plug-in. You hit a button and it turns into a keyboard. That is flipping.
That's hot.
Work.
That is awesome.
See, I told y'all it was coming.
Nintendo showing y'all how it's done.
Work. And it's free. I need to point that out again. Free.
Nintendo's like, step back, son. Let me show you.
Ooh, 1280p HDMI.
Ooh.
3 different controllers. 3. Hey!
What?
Did we not talk about this last night, that those decisions are not to be made during the day?
But.
Oh, man. That is so sexy. Nintendo, oh, man. Hands above the desk.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So sexy.
Oh, it is not over. Wait a minute.
It's not over.
Wait, I'm going to have to verify this before I share. I'm not sure this is just Wii U. Go ahead, Ginger. I'm going to come back to this one. EA is really sending us stuff today. I don't know what we did to them. Apparently, they like us today.
All right. Let them send. I'm going to lose my voice. 5 games added to Humble Bundle for Android 4.
Droid. I can't do it today.
Yeah.
Droid.
I know. If I get that low, I'm going to start coughing. Humble Bundle has added 5 games to its current promotion, bringing the total to a spanking 11. The new additions for Abaddon, The Black Fortress, tablets only, Cannibalt, Cogs, Swords and Soldiers HD, and Zinbound 2. With the exception of Abaddon, each game comes with its soundtrack. If you already bought the current bundle, you have access to the new goodies right now. New buyers can get the games and soundtracks by paying over the average price, which is currently a whopping, totally out of this park, $6.35.
Ow.
I know, right? Just totally expensive. $6.35.
I don't know if we can afford that.
Yeah, I know, right? As always, the games are DRM-free, and you can divvy up your purchase price among Humble Bundle, the game developers, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and Child's Play Charity. Yay! Who we love. Yeah.
You know what's funny?
What?
Just when you went yay, something bit me and I almost screamed, so I had to go.
Humble Bundle for Android 4 will be available for another week, so get it while the getting's good. So far, 135,000 bundles have been sold, with total payments exceeding $850,000.
Million.
Wow, man, these indie bundles are like nuts for making some money. As usual, Linux users lead the charge by paying an average price of $9.12 per bundle, followed by Mac users at $7.03 and Windows users at $5.65.
You know, we better keep an eye on the Linux. I don't know what's going on over there, but I'm hearing a lot more Linux games coming out, so.
It's because Windows 8. Man, Microsoft's still trying to, like, gouge us, stab us in the back.
They didn't gouge us for the price. It's just, I don't want it. I know it's cheap, but I don't. Okay, I got a couple different stories here. Okay.
Well, sure, what? You ain't got nothing.
Actually, I got to start with this one because it's just, wow, amazing. Okay, so GTA people, listen up. Those of you who like Vice City, well, you won't be playing it anymore if you don't have it already. The game, if you haven't noticed, is no longer on Steam. GTA developer Rockstar confirmed the move in a post on the Steam forum, and you will never guess who is the person behind the reason why they had to pull it. That would be Michael Jackson.
What?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's dead. How?
According to a Rockstar spokesperson, due to some music licensing issues, he says, we've had to temporarily remove Vice City PC from digital stores. He says we'll make it again available again as soon as possible. Those of you who have already downloaded the game for Steam will be able to still re-download it. However, Rockstar did not confirm which track by Michael Jackson that was causing the headache, but Cinema Blend has told us in a digital street that it's Michael Jackson's wannabe starting something. Apparently, he's starting something from the grave. Which plays on Vice City's Fever 105 station. Now, Sony Music Entertainment and its subsidiary Warner Chappell reportedly blocked the content on copyright grounds. The trouble, of course, comes ahead of Rockstar's upcoming iOS Android re-release of Vice City due later this year. You know what, Sony? Idiots is what you are. This is GTA.
Mm-hmm.
It's GTA. And it's Michael Jackson. You guys stand to make a ton of cash off of this. Stop it.
Yeah. I know. Cut it out, guys. Stop it.
Idiocy. Just stop it. Just make your money.
I don't want to share my money. That's my dollar.
Snow White just sent us a tweet. She said, I'd rather be on air with you guys than working, yo. You know what her yo?
Aw. poor Snow.
Aw. Watch, I'm a groper.
You're a groper? She's going to like that.
I'm going to throw you in there, too, Ginger. You're getting groped, too.
Woot, woot. Grope me hard. Leave marks.
What is wrong? Okay, let me go back. I got another story I got to share with you guys.
Okay.
It's not as juicy as that one. And I will come back to tell you what EA told me after Ginger does her next story, because I'm still verifying. There is a new gadget that I'm talking to my girls specifically, because some of you guys are going to think you're too manly to carry this, but us girls won't. It is a new gadget our friends over at VentureBeat shared with us. It's called Force. It's a smart bag. And you're saying, smart bag? What does it do?
Smart.
It charges your laptop and your phone, and it looks... And it looks good. It matches your pumps, girls. Work.
Wow.
Yes. It says that it'll protect and carry your stuff, charge your laptop, your phone, transform from a messenger bag to a backpack.
Do you have pictures of this?
I am headed over to their site here shortly after I tell you about it, and then I will tweet the picture. They actually have a Kickstarter, which I can share. We will share that so you can see the pictures. It's so pretty. It's red. Y'all know I love me some red. Rare. Let me finish telling you about it because I'm all getting caught up in it. Okay, so the bag communicates with your smartphone via Bluetooth, and it'll tell you how much longer left you've got on the battery and how many times Force can recharge your various devices. It'll remind you to charge it when it's running low. And even better, that Bluetooth connection warns you when your bag has been left behind at a coffee shop or an office. So say you set your bag down, you walk out with your phone, it'll tell you, hey, you left me here at Starbucks, come back and get me. You know, love it. Okay, so the creators of this are one Mr. Burke and Jeffrey, and they're looking to raise $150,000 on Kickstarter. The bag design is basically, they're saying it looks like it'll be finished, but this is, I guess, to help them with production costs, and it'll go national right away. Now, the bag will cost $349, okay? But you can get one for, if you get in early, you can get one for $219. There's two versions, Force for USB. It has three USB charging ports and a Force for Mac with an additional MacBook power port for MagSafe powered laptops. That particular version will retail for $499, but again, if you get it on Kickstarter early, you can get it for $299. And here's the specs. It's a 54-watt battery capacity, three USB charging ports, comes with Bluetooth, Force app for iOS, Android. Mm-hmm. It only weighs 3 pounds, or for you UK people, 1.7 kilograms. It's 18 by 12 by 4 inch. It has a padded laptop pocket, which will fit most of your laptop, which means it's protected, you know, because I'm one of those people that sit things down hard. Great for me. I will not damage anything. It goes up to 14 inches for laptops and 15 inches for MacBooks. It has a high-speed compact wall charger that fully charges Force in 4 hours. So you can plug it up at night, you know, when you go to bed, get up in the morning on the way to work or wherever it is you got to go, and take it with you. And again, ladies, I'd like to point out, it is a gorgeous, perfect shade of red. You throw on some red and black pumps, your Louboutins that, you know, that have the red bottom, black work. Gorgeous. We'll probably talk about this on a Pixinista. I'm see if I can have them drop by. I want to know what inspired the red color because it is so hot.
That definitely sounds that way. I'm going to have to see it. Okay, so PS3 users are getting a new Crackle app. Yay! Multi-platform TV and movie streaming service Crackle today unveiled a new PlayStation 3 application, making it its full suite of ad-supported full-length movies, television series, and original programming more easily accessible to all PlayStation 3 users in the United States and Canada. Along with the PS3 app, Crackle recently relaunched on the SEN, the Sony Entertainment Network, offering a premium user experience to those accessing Crackle from Sony-connected devices, such as Bravia TVs and Blu-ray players. Crackle's continuous advances on multiple platforms, including PlayStation 3 and SEN, showcase the network's success as a top source for entertainment content. This is coming from Eric Berger. He is the EVP Digital Networks, Sony Pictures Television. PS3 is the perfect platform to connect with our audience, and our new app provides them with an easy way to access the exact type of content they are looking for. Besides movie and television content, Crackle has started offering original programming like Music Show from the Basement, Anytime with Bob Cushel, or Cushel, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and a whole lineup of other original shows and shorts. I'm going to have to check this out.
Oh, I'm still looking at this bag, girl. Oh, man.
Oh, well, I can do another. I got another one. Okay, so GameStop. GameStop's not doing so hot. GameStop is not doing so hot at all. We told you you're going to have to come out of the dark ages. $624 million net loss.
Ooh.
Third quarter.
Ooh.
Video game retailer GameStop announced that it suffered a $624 million net loss in the revenue of its third quarter that ended on October 27th. While GameStop said that results exceeded expectations for the third quarter, it highlighted that the fact that sales were down on new software, and new hardware. Total sales fell approximately 8.9% to $1.77 billion, while store sales also fell 8.3%. Overall, GameStop recorded a consolidated net loss of $624.3 million. GameStop put some of the blame on the lengthened life cycle of current generation consoles, including the Xbox 360, PS3, and Wii, and on new software titles released in the third quarter. GameStop's other category increased 31.1%. Digital increased 31.8% to $127 million. And mobile sales, which included tablet and pre-owned and mobile products, totaled $43.2 million. All right, so GameStop, still $624 million net loss. That hurts.
The interesting thing is that, you know, we were talking about earlier in the week, they were trying to switch to do kids, GameStop Kids.
Yeah.
You know, that's a hard market to get into.
It is, yeah.
But they should have been doing it a long time ago. They should. Okay, so according to them, despite their loss in the market, they're going to be trying to you know, get into this new market. I don't know that you're going to be a place that the little kids' moms embrace. You're putting your toe in a whole other pond. That would be Toys R Us has that market cornered. And if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, why Toys R Us has that market cornered, or you don't even know this market exists, there's a company that makes stuff for little kids, Leapfrog. You heard of them, Jen?
Yes. I buy a lot of that stuff for my nephews.
Yeah, Leapfrog has smart tablets. And mm-hmm. games, once the Wii came out, they used that same technology to create games that moms love because it tires the kids out. You seen the one that's a bicycle where they get on it?
Yes,
and they have to drive
the
bike to hit numbers. So it
they have that, yeah.
Yeah, they are about to, Toys R Us and them are going to go head-to-head. Oh, man. I say, I'm going to look at it about March is about the time it's going to get real ugly between GameStop and Toys R Us if this keeps up.
Yeah, no, my nephews love their little smart books.
Yes.
It's like a little book. It has like a little reader thing. And
that's another one they have. But have you seen the iPad one they have? It's like an iPad.
Mm-mm,
but
no.
It's real durable, meaning, you know, if they can drop it, it doesn't shatter, you know, and mom can have her iPad back.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is going to get ugly.
yes, it is.
Because Toys R Us is the only one to carry those. I don't even, I think Target has a few items in there from Leapfrog, but Toys R Us has had that for the most part exclusively. It's going to be a hideous, ugly fight. You guys are going to, you don't want to deal with those moms with the little kids. Ooh, man. When it don't work or they're trying to sell stuff and you're like telling them you can't give them but $2 back on something they spent $100 on, oh, it's going to be ugly up in the GameStop. Oh, my God.
Totally ugly up in the GameStop.
And I'm going to be right there with my camera snapping photos. Ah, hello there to Danny Major. Thank you for the retweet. Good morning to you there.
Danny Major.
He's Major. I'm sorry, I want one
Major
of these
Danny.
One of these force bags. If you're not following us on Facebook,
I want a picture. Somebody needs to share.
Go to our Facebook. Actually, let me share. Do they have a picture I can share? Can I share this, guys? You know what? I will share it on our Facebook
camera,
page.
Radio. Go on to the page. Go on.
Gotta
to
go
the
to
page.
Our page.
Oh, hey, look at that. That picture. That's me. Ooh, that bag is hot.
See, I told you. Right? You
wow! I love that it turns into a backpack because one of my favorite things I carry around is a backpack.
I do too. See, now I can do all of that. It's a briefcase, it's a bag, it's a backpack. I like that it does all three.
That.
Yeah, because I tend to change clothes when I'm, you know, when I have stuff to do during the day anyway. So I would go out with the briefcase and the change.
As hell.
Yeah, that's three different outfits right there. And if it can fit inside there, y'all just make it a little bigger so it can hold clothes because, you know, us girls have a bunch of stuff. We got our clothes, and for me, I got like a hair dryer and a flat iron and some makeup and a pair of jeans and two pairs of shoes and a towel and some soap. I have a whole other person in my bag. I'm just saying.
Wow, whole other person in her bag.
I do. You were with me for a whole weekend. Didn't you see me trying to figure out how I changed clothes so quick? That's how. I got clothes in my purse.
No, I didn't.
You know what? I didn't do a lot of changing that weekend.
I don't want to say I'm not a girly girl, but I'm not that kind of girl, so I don't tend to pay attention. I carry around like a little Super Mario wallet.
Yes, that I was trying to steal and she wouldn't let me have.
No, it's mine. And it recently cracked. I'm a little upset about it.
Oh, that's not good.
I know. Well, the outer cover was like a plastic of some sort, and I guess between the weather changing, the hot and the cold,
mm-hmm.
It's cracked now.
Oh, my God. Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready for that one.
But it's juicy. I got to share.
Okay. You tell me.
You know how you all have been complaining Nintendo's too rigid? Well, they're loosening up just a little bit. They have released Pokédex, for you people that play Pokemon, for iOS, iPhone, iPad, iPod devices.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. This is a version of the Pokemon Encyclopedia, which covers all the latest generation of critters from the DS Pokemon games in Black and White all the way up to now. Has four extra packs with monsters from previous generations, but those you have to pay to download. Now, their original app costs about $1.30. It's 170 yen. And then the other one is 390, which is 500 yen. And the app was developed by Nintendo-owned Studios Creatures, Inc., co-developers of the main Pokemon series. So everybody's, like, all amazed. Pokemon has, you know, Nintendo has something on the app.
I can't believe that they actually released that. They've been so, no, we're not going to do that.
Well, they're loosened up just a little bit, and I say it's a perfect time.
Yeah. I know some fanboys are going to just be like,
well, one of the quotes here from Eurogamer says, Nintendo publishing on a different format, hell has frozen over.
True story, the zombie apocalypse has begun. Somebody hit that button by mistake while they were running away from the zombies.
Nintendo!
Yes. Mm. All right, so EA CEO calls for universal rating systems.
I agree.
Uh-huh. At a gathering of politicians and industry types this week in Washington, D.C., Electronic Arts CEO John Ricciello.
Ricciello.
Ricciello?
Yeah.
Ricciello said that the industry needs a universal rating system for games across all conceivable platforms and in all territories around the world. He made comments to a gathering that included the FCC commissioner and chairman, according to a Polygon report. We live in an incredible age, A. John Riccitiello?
Riccitiello.
Riccitiello. In the past 3 years, roughly 200 million to over 1 billion. Wait, hold on. I missed the line. In the past 3 years, the audience for games has grown from roughly 200 million to over 1 billion. Virtually everyone on the planet who owns a phone can play a game. The Supreme Court has given us the same First Amendment rights as authors, musicians, and filmmakers, a set of rights which we cherish. Hell yeah!
That's right.
But as we are so often told, with great freedom comes great responsibility.
Why did they go with that one?
Wow. To live up to that responsibility, we need to do a better job informing the consumer, no matter the channel, the platform, or the geography. We must adopt a self-regulated global rating system across every format games are played on. The comments were part of, this guy's acceptance speech for the Media Institute's annual American Horizon Award given last night in Washington, D.C. The award was presented to him by the FCC chairman, Julius Genachowski.
Spit that, woman.
Yeah. You and your names, people. different territories use different rating systems. We've been harping about this for a while. North America has the ESRB. Europe has the PEGI and other regions of government-controlled ratings that rate entertainment content. This Aussie has something else besides PEGI. Similarly, platforms
Ooh.
Use their own ratings.
Ooh!
What?
GLaDOS is on you.
GLaDOS, you get off on me! Sleepy GLaDOS, get off me! Alright, so, while most handhelds and consoles use the ESRB in the U.S., platforms like Apple's iOS, Google's Android platform, and Facebook all have their own unique rating systems for content, which makes it one big cluster... Yeah.
Cluster
that thing that I'm not going to say on daytime.
You said cluster beep?
Yeah. It's a mess, people. We do. We really, really do need one rating system. But this is not going to work for all over the world.
Yeah, because we all have different definitions of what we can
see. Yeah, I mean, hell, you can even play flipping Mortal Kombat in Australia until, what, last month?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right, I got some
Middle Eastern countries.
Got some 5 minute old fresh news for you people that we have talked into playing Fallen Earth, and yes, we are coming back. We're just busy. Those of you who were like, I would like to buy stuff on the marketplace, but I does not have a credit card. I do not like to give my credit card. Why can't I play with PayPal? PayPal. You can now. Mm-hmm. You can now purchase items, G1 credits, in the in-game marketplace using your PayPal account. Previously, you had to go to Gamers First website to buy G1 credit via PayPal, but they have since launched PayPal directly. It is now offered right in-game, which means you could probably do it in APB as well and all their other games. So that is hot! They also sent over to let us know their... going to allow you people that are in Fallen Earth to get a chance to test out some new tweaked abilities. Their never-ender, whose name is Kevin. Hello, Kevin. We're logging in to chat with you guys and get their feedback. You should follow them on Facebook if you want to chat with Kevin and ask him some questions about their new thing. And on to other news.
Yes. Sorry, I was sharing your picture of those bags.
Okay. Wait, I'm not even done, woman.
You're not done, woman. My bad.
All right. Okay, so best-selling iOS RPG Dragon Island Blue is available for free right now on your iOS device. Game developer Zigzag Game, you guys with the names, is proud to announce the development of Hunter Island on Facebook and is celebrating the news by initiating a free promotion for their best-selling iOS RPG Dragon Island Blue. This is supposed to be compatible with your iPhone, Apple iPod Touch, and Apple iPad. Dragon Island Blue is available as a free download beginning November 17th for a limited time. That's tomorrow. Wait a minute. It is tomorrow? Yes, tomorrow. Okay. So the game has been described by members of the press, not by us, as a cross between Pokemon and Shining Force, and has quickly become a fan favorite among RPG players. In Dragon Blue, you get to build your very own army of monsters, taking monster training and monster catching to an unprecedented level. Your journey begins when you discover a dragon egg on the hills near your village. Now, how I know that this would never happen to me is if I saw a dragon egg, I'm stepping on it. because, you know, you saw that movie. What was that movie with Christian Bale way back when? Yeah. Not going to happen. You're going to die, dragon.
Mm-hmm. No, you're going to die from a horrible death. Fiery.
No, it's not going to be fiery. It's under my boot. Smash! So you can check that out on the iOS store if you are so inclined. They said they've got more than 200 monsters that you can catch, combine, and evolve. Has an environment so large it takes up 16 screens. You can collect gems, recipes, and soul stones. I don't know what soul stones are, but hey, maybe you'll like it. 11 spirit totems, summon time, fate, and more. Has a quest system that's tied to the game's plot. 15 dungeons, including the infinite.
Wow, that's a good number of dungeons right there.
Yeah, for iOS, yeah. You also have to unlock your breeder licenses in the arena. It's a universal app with Game Center support. It is not a universal app unless it's on Droid.
Yes!
I wish they'd stop saying that. Universal.
I know, right?
It also has exclusive content optimized for the iOS. So enjoy, you people. This tomorrow you can grab it for free and play, or grab it like we'll probably do, look at it and go, ew, no, I don't know if it's good. Let me not say that. That's mean. It looks interesting. I was never a Pokemon fan, were you?
No. I had a vagina. I was not a Pokemon fan.
I knew girls that liked Pokemon.
No, all I knew were guys. I didn't know any girls.
I knew a girl. I'm not going to say her name. Was a good friend. We're in a long.
I knew girls who were into, like, Magic the Gathering, but not Pokemon, no.
See, I didn't know any Magic the Gathering girls. Mm-hmm.
All right, so.
Hit it!
The Book of Unwritten Tales prequel set for December release. Nordic Games is excited about that The Critic Chronicles, the prequel to the critically acclaimed The Book of Unwritten Tales, will be released on December 5th for PC, Mac, and Linux on all major e-tailers. E-tailers. I like that. That's the first time I've heard that. The hilarious point-and-click fantasy adventure, The Critter Chronicles, is the first chapter in the epic journey before Bout. Created by King Art, Bout was originally released in 2009 and has been released online in July of 2012. A beautiful tale that allows players to travel back to the very beginning when Nate Bonnet first met his hairy sidekick, Critter. Adventurers can assume the role of their character. Set in the fantasy world, Aventasia, there is plenty of magic to experience before or after moving into the Book of Unwritten Tales. Yeah, the rest of it's not really anything you want to know. The Linux beta version of the Book of Unwritten Tales is now open to all Steam account users for a limited period only. So if you want to get on that, you better get on that now. That's over at Valve Software. The Critter Chronicles is due to be released on December 5th for PC, Mac, and Linux. And, of course, like I said, at all major e-tailers. And I've got a trailer for this. I'm going to have it up in just a little bit. New.gamematrix.com. What happened was... I didn't do it. Wasn't me.
I was looking at your Pop Sugar thing. You know, I'm kind of missing that game today.
I know.
It was one of those games I played during the winter. I miss it today.
I loved running my little store.
I know you did. I loved running your little store, too. Coming in there and hiring people and dressing them. And
I know. No, I mean, I like running our little virtual store we got going now. But, you know, I like the little...
We can't dress people. We can't control how bad they look when they come in.
No, I know. Man, that one chick came in, I was like, those shoes. That hair. Oh, that AO. Somebody get that chick an AO.
Bad.
And if y'all don't know what we're talking about, listen on Tuesday nights. We talk about fashion, not only Second Life, other games, and real-world fashion.
All right. Some new things going on. You're going to get this. MySpace.
It's still around?
MySpace, yes.
Interesting.
Okay. MySpace has, has some different things going on. I don't know what they're doing. They said if you log in now, and I haven't been over there lately, they said you will find that they have a new design, different from anything else that they've done before. It's now being designed for artists and their fans. The new MySpace, they're saying it was some kind of event that was going on that they were talking about their new MySpace, and they said every executive and product manager said that it's not a redesign. It's a new product with a new purpose and a design meant to evoke emotion. They said they want to draw people into relationships with creatives and content that they produce, or you produce yourself. And they're saying, Chris, who over at MySpace said the standout feature is the design, said we've really changed the level of expectations of consumers about what design is for a website. The site is supposed to feature two separate navigation options. The global navigation bar sits at the bottom of the page and also includes links to your homepage and profile alongside notifications and message hubs. The bottom navigation bar also features a discover button, much like the one that you have on Twitter right now, that directs you to a portion of the site for music, media, and exploration, a search button, and music controls to manage streaming wherever you may roam. The bar also follows you around the site and is meant to help you dive in and out of content. A separate contextual navigation menu rests at the left side of the page, and it changes depending on what you're looking at. It is kind of pretty. Damn, MySpace. It's kind of pretty. I'm going to have to give MySpace a second look. It's pretty. I don't know what it's for, but, hey, I'll check it out. It said, of course, on the homepage, you're presented with a stream of content that spans the activity of the people and objects you've indicated that you are interested in. You can limit the stream to a specific type of content. So, like, for us, we would probably just do games. The stream runs on the horizontal, which means you're scrolling from left to right instead of top to bottom, which I always thought made more sense to me with the webpage. I never understood that, why we went from top to bottom, because we read from top to bottom, but we also read from left to right.
Mm. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You can also hover on any song that you hear and play the track or add it to a music queue. Oh, you see it? Are you looking at it?
No, but that sounds so neat.
They say you also can add it to a multimedia collection that you'll have. They say, and each of these hover cards also highlights similar content, so you find other new stuff that you like. And it's got a board that's very similar from what I see, the hover cards, very similar to Pinterest, but a lot more organized is not the word I'm looking for. Uniform, meaning there's no bigger pins along. You know, you have those. We have the long ones and then the short ones. It's all a box, and when you put your mouse over it, is when it pops up and shows you stuff. Searching, of course, is automatic. There is a button included that you can search, but all you have to do is start typing, and kind of like the Google search bar, the site will automatically pop up songs, artists, albums, people, anything that has to do with what you typed in. And of course, it plays video. They have updated it. Okay, so I'm at the new MySpace. Oh, my God. Holy.
All right, I'm checking it out. Woo! MySpace.
That is so sexy. I have to put my hands above the desk. Oh, Jesus.
I mean, because if I can go back to MySpace and have, like, my own little decorated MySpace again, I may very well do that. Because F you, Facebook.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's only an invite now. Oh, my God.
Now to get a sneak peek. Oh, I'm clicking hard, baby.
Do you see this? Are you looking at this?
This is nice, baby.
Right?
Oh, there's music. Where's the sound?
Okay, there's congratulations, sound. MySpace, on hopefully this is your big comeback. Oh, and even they've linked it so you can sign up with your Facebook Smart. Work, MySpace, work. All right, so you guys can go over and check that out. New.myspace.com.
Oh, I like that. That's pretty. If I could turn down the flipping sound of this darn thing, that'd be all even better.
It is rather gorgeous. I got to give them some.
Hot. I like that.
Very sexy, guys. Smooth, loads easy.
Oh, my God. I'm going back to MySpace. F you. See you, Facebook. I'm out.
Well, I don't think it works the same. We may still need to keep up with Facebook. We got just a little bit of time left. You want to do one more story so we can look at MySpace and ooh and ah later?
God, it's hot. Oh, it's hot. Oh, fan of myself, that's hot.
Woo!
All right, so Absolute Force Online successfully launches closed beta. Finally! Ooh. The closed beta test for Absolute Force Online was released on November 14th. That was 2 days ago, folks. Good going for getting your press release on here on time. The world-leading MMO operator yet again produced another outstanding online game. Absolute Force Online, built on the Unreal 3 engine, provided players with the most realistic experience, period. With a high level of participation rate, the game literally turned into a war zone. Needless to say, the game was a little more than one can bargain for. The talents in the game are astonishing, cold-blooded murderers, piling up the number of deaths on both teams. With bullets flying, people dying, every second became a moment of life or death. As the number of players increases, the number of positive feedback also increases. Many users have pointed out the amazing visual effects. They say thanks to the Unreal Engine 3. the character customization, the interesting game modes, and the intense gameplay, with a bonus of being able to switch between first and third person perspectives. Believe it or not, this has been said to be a game worth playing. Having doubts? Then take the challenge and experience Absolute Force Online today! Players think that they have what it takes and want to be challenged in a realistic, action-packed game can apply for a closed beta. And if you want that link, I'm not going to give it to you here. New.gamematrix.com.
Rare. I'm sorry, I'm still looking at this MySpace. That is lovely. Okay, but I do have a story for you. I had to look. Okay, you guys, if you follow us on Facebook, as Ginger said, or our website or anywhere, we do have our Tuesday night shows, which is all about the digital clothes and apps that have to do with digital things and or clothes or anything like that. So I feel it only necessary to share with you lovely ladies out there who use your apps and things to find your clothes and are planning on going shopping this year that fab.com is offering free shipping forever.
Fab.com?
Forever. Did you hear what I said? Forever. No special code you need to enter from now on. Of course, you have to buy over $75 worth of stuff. But, you know, if you're going Christmas shopping, you probably will easily spend that. And this is also not just a United States thing. It's free shipping worldwide. Uh-huh. All of your items. The company also launched its holiday-themed pop-up shops, each with a specific demographic in mind. So they got one for moms, for us geeks, for parents, pet parents, anybody, anything you're into. They also launched a line of sleek mobile apps, which you probably heard of if you listened to our show on Tuesday nights, because we featured it, I think, some weeks ago. Yeah, we did. Very, very nice app, kind of Pinterest-esque in its in a weird way. So go over, if you're doing your Christmas shopping, you want free shipping, that's a perfect place. And Fab.com doesn't just sell clothes, although we're into the clothes. They sell everything. We're talking wall decals. We're talking plates and necklaces.
Ooh.
All of our geek stuff that we like, you know, Pac-Man-shaped mugs, whatever it is you're looking
for. Oh, God, that'd be awesome. I want a Pac-Man-shaped mug.
I don't know if they have one. I'm just using it as an example. But if you're into
don't
any
be
of
happy,
that,
teases me.
I'm sorry. I love you.
She gets my hopes up, and then she teases me.
I will find you a Pac-Man-shaped mug, okay? Okay. You're going to be all right.
Yay!
But you can go and check that out at fab.com. Start doing your Christmas shopping. It's free. If you get it done now, you're all done, and you didn't pay any shipping. You paid exactly what you were supposed to do, but what you were supposed to pay. I'm so excited for them with the free shipping, and I'm so excited about the new MySpace, because I cannot wait to
I know. I was looking to see if I could find somewhere that it didn't have sound on it, because I couldn't find a way to turn that off, and I wanted to see the whole darn thing. But I guess I'm going to have to wait like another 3 whole minutes. 3 whole minutes, folks. That's not cool.
Oh, we're going to be all right, because we're getting ready to go.
Yeah, that's true. We are. And I need a nap. Oh, my God.
You and me both. All right, guys. We are out of here. You can find us, you know where. GameNH.com, new.GameNH.com.
Facebook, MySpace.
MySpace soon. We got to get an invite. You can also find us in City of Steam. So it's too late to call in, but if you tweet us and tell us what it was that we were so excited about that wasn't in the game, you get a key. We got a lot of keys. So, we might just give you one if you just tweet us or leave us a message on Facebook and say, I want a key. Or, please, ladies, may I have a key? Mm. We might send you one. Look at GLaDOS taking over the show.
I know. GLaDOS, better let go.
She's like, no, she doesn't want to let go. In which case, we're going to go ahead and cut out. We don't want you to hear Beyonce singing as GLaDOS. Ginger, give them their kisses.
Little boys and girls.